This is Academicast, Texas Tech University's podcast series from the Office of the Provost. I'm Meredith Holdsworth, and I'll be covering the top academic and research stories on campus. Later in the program, Provost Bob Smith will spotlight integrated scholar Dominic Casadante, Jr. First, the news. Texas Tech has relaunched its iTunes U site. The enhanced site features new and familiar educational content covering a range of academic interests. Faculty administrators from the College of Arts and Sciences, the College of Visual and Performing Arts, university libraries, and the Provost's Office are among the contributors of multimedia content to the site. Past commencement addresses and materials from the Vietnam Center and Archive are also available. As an active contributor to iTunes U, TTU Provost Bob Smith shares his thoughts about the relaunch.
The iTunes Store has partnered with hundreds of colleges, universities, and affiliated units in the United States, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and countries throughout Europe to provide access to a host of educational materials, including entire sets of course materials posted to iTunes U for faculty members from around the world. Many of the offerings are complete courses, lectures that can be downloaded for sequential viewing and study. There are also videos on research and outreach, such as study abroad ventures, along with materials that are just plain fun. The opportunities for learning through related digital source material are literally endless. TTU has recently reinvested efforts to ensure our active contribution to iTunes U and expanding learning opportunities for our faculty, students, and staff. We think you'll be impressed.
The multimedia content on Texas Tech's iTunes U site can be accessed via Apple's iTunes Store. In other academic news, the Rawls College of Business is offering a course that aims to engage enterprising minds. This one-credit-hour course is titled Perspectives on Entrepreneurship and is open to all students at Texas Tech. As part of the course, students will get to learn valuable perspectives and experiences from successful entrepreneurs. The Center for Undergraduate Research has chosen its first recipients of the Dr. Sarah Kolfkowski Scholarship. The scholarship will fund the research efforts of psychology senior Erica Barhorst and chemistry senior Daniel Stroud. The students will present their findings at Texas Tech's Undergraduate Research Conference next April. The scholarship program was named in memory of Kolkowski, a human science professor. A Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist is the newest inductee to the College of Media and Communications Hall of Fame. Journalist Robert Montemayor graduated with a bachelor's degree in journalism from Texas Tech in 1975. In the years that have followed, Montemayor earned national acclaim for his work, and today he serves as a journalism instructor and director of the Latino Information Network at Rutgers University. Integrated scholars dedicate themselves to a course of lifelong learning. Their emphasis on teaching, research, and service helps to promote scholarly engagement. In doing so, integrated scholars advance Texas Tech's role in educating, serving, and inspiring others to pursue a path of lifelong learning. In this edition of Academicast, Provost Bob Smith spotlights integrated scholar Dominic Casadante, Jr.
An appreciation for music has helped to drive the integrated scholarship of Professor Dominic Casadante. As a student of both chemistry and classical trombone, Casadante combines the elements from those areas in the study of what is known as sonochemistry. His research involves using high-intensity sounds to affect chemical reactions in nanomaterials, alternative fuels, and environmental remediation processes. Additionally, Casadante carries out research and scholarship in supramolecular photochemistry and chemical education. His studies, especially in chemical education, have carried over into laboratories and lecture halls. Casadante's interest in chemical education have led him to flip, quote-unquote, the traditional lecture homework paradigm in his chemistry classes.
In this flipping mechanism now, the homework is actually to watch a pre-recorded lecture. So all of my lectures for my classes have been pre-recorded. They're on Blackboard here at Texas Tech, so the students can watch them from any remote device through the web. So iPhones, iPads, computers, whatever. Can watch them whenever they want. At 3 o'clock in the morning, they can watch them 10 times if they want. I also have a set of notes with strategic blanks, and as I lecture, they fill in the blanks, so it keeps them engaged. Then they do an online web learning assessment, so I know that they've A, watched the lecture, and B, that they really understand what's going on. So when they come to class, instead of having me lecture, what I'll do is spend the first half of the class going through and sort of reviewing the material that they've already seen, so it helps to reinforce what they're doing. We try to clear up any muddy points or any misconceptions they might have during that time. And then the second half of the class, we work advanced problems.
Additionally, Casadante's commitment to chemical education has enabled him to ignite the scientific interests of both young and old through chemistry demonstration shows. Over the course of 2 decades, he has led more than 250 such shows for audiences in schools, teacher groups, and senior citizen centers, as well as via radio and television.
So I've done demo shows from age 3 to age 93, very literally. So over 250 shows to over 30,000 people. And so once again, the idea is to reach as broad an audience as possible and try to convince them that chemistry is really fun, exciting, and it's something they can do and it's accessible. So to me, that's one of the joys of being a faculty member, is that I can share my enthusiasm for what I like to do with a broader audience and maybe show them, yeah, that's why it should be cool for me too.
Outside of the classroom, Casadante serves as an advisor for more than half a dozen student organizations, including Habitat for Humanity, the Catholic Student Association, and Iota Tau Alpha. Having achieved so much, Casadante takes a moment to discuss his inspiration.
I really like what the philosopher Eric Hoffer had to say. He said, even in the most humblest of jobs, you can find interesting things to do and interesting things to think about. And so I find my inspiration every day just by living and by observing people, by being in the place that I'm in the moment and thinking about what I'm doing.
Casadante believes that it is important for faculty members to balance their personal lives along with the components of integrated scholarship in order to maintain their productivity and sustain their spirits. For him, family and friends are first and foremost in an academician's support system.
Family comes first. I mean, jobs come and go. Your family is with you forever. So it's important that, you know, you keep that in balance and you keep it in perspective. It's not about working 18-hour days and neglecting your family. And you'll find that if you don't neglect your, you know, friends, your family, that the support that they'll give you back will allow you to put in those 16 and 18-hour days. And if you don't have family in the area, I think it's important to develop a network of friends, because there will always be times when, you know, you just want to share an experience with someone, or you just need to get out of the lab, or you need to get out of doing whatever you're doing, just have a cup of coffee or something like that. And it's important to have people to share life with and share experiences with.
The notable Johns Hopkins University professor of chemistry, E. Emmett Reed, offered advice on our commitments and understanding of subjects that at first seem arcane or seemingly uninteresting. Reed said, and I quote, "It has been my experience that the most unattractive problem becomes absorbingly interesting when one digs into it. When you really get acquainted with a problem, you're apt to fall in love with it," end quote. Through his understanding of chemistry via research, through his dedication to great teaching, and his engagement of people from school age to retirement age, Professor Dominic Casadante has made chemistry live in the hearts and minds of those who take some time to listen and learn. His personal path to understanding has come through his quest for integrated scholarship, and we are all richer for his efforts. Now, he is continuing to inspire others through his new position as interim dean of the Texas Tech University Graduate School. Academicast commends Professor Casadante for his efforts and wishes him the best on his professional journey. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. If you would like to learn more about Texas Tech's Integrated Scholars or the other stories featured here, please visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Thanks for listening, and join us again in 2 more weeks for the latest academic and research news from Texas Tech University.